Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Sukkah Daf Yudzayin in the Art School Ois V'Hodor edition. Perek Shlishi starting Halacha Beis. Zog the Mishnah. Hados Hagozul, if you have a Hadas, which is stolen, Vayovish, or it's dry, they both are possible. Shel Asheira, coming from a tree of Avodah Zarah. Veshir and Indachas, it belongs to a city that they worship of the Zarah in the city, possible as well. Niktam Roisha, the top of it got cut. Nifritzu Olav, the leaves fell from it. Oshayu Anovov Merubois Me'olav, there's more fruits. The Hadassim have a certain fruit that grow on them that they're called grapes. And if you have more grapes than leaves, it's basal. V'im Yatam, if you remove the grapes and then they're not the majority, it's kosher. V'im Me'matim Yotav, and I'll do the mute on Yotav because it's considered to be a tikkun. Sok to Gemara. Ksiv v'anav eitz ovois. That's what it says in the pasuk. So how do we know this hadasim? Eitz she'anofov choyfim es ruboi. We talk about a tree, a branch, that the leaves cover most of it. Ve'oile kemin klia. And it looks like a braid. The leaves are one on top of each other. Ve'ezezeh, what are we talking about? Ze'ezeh hados. Talk about hados. Why? Because in Tamar Zeis, so talk about an olive tree. Oile kemin klia. Does that look like a braid? But ve'ein enough of choyfim es ruboi, but the leaves don't cover its branch. In Tamar Zargoino, if you want to tell me it's a Zargoino tree, it's Zargoino leaves, which is called different places in Shas, Dulva, enough of choyfim es ruboi, the leaves indeed cover its branch, ve'ein oile kemin klia, it doesn't go up like a braid. Ve'ezezeh ados hakorach, the one the Torah is talking about is hadasim. Chia ba'ado b'shem shim lokish, b'mashchiris shonu. We're talking about the fruits become black. They become darker than the actual leaves. And therefore what? So the Gemara says, Lama. So what's the issue? Misham she'ein doimois le'etzo. Is it because they don't have the same color as the leaves? Or mishu she'ningar b'yo, period. When they become black, that means they ripen. It's fruit and not leaves. Manafik ribinah will be the difference between these two explanations. Hayadarkel gadol yirukim. What happens if it grows fruits that are green? In terms of shein on doimis leitzo, the issue is that the color is different. So then, hare doimis leitzo, that's the right gear. So it is the right color. And we may let it should be okay. But the Mishnah never said that. The Mishnah said that always the fruits are a palm. So says the Gemara, avaloi taimo diloi mishu shenim period. Elamai, you have to say from the Mishnah, you see the fact we don't differentiate, say because it's a fruit, when it's black, it's ripened. Sometimes will be green, will be ripened, and then it's going to ruin the hadas. Halacha gimel zok the Mishnah. Arova gzula, the arova, if it's stolen, ve'eveshu, it's dry, psula. Shel asher belongs to a sheva tree, to a avodah zarah tree. Veshir anidachas belongs to the city of avodah zarah, psula. Nikta brosh, the top fell off. Or nifritzu aleha, the leaves fell. Ve'atzavtzefa, type of arova, which the leaves are round, all that are psula. Kumusha, which means a little bit dry, but not completely dry. Veshinashru miktas aleha, only some of the leaves fell off. Veshel baal, and if it comes not from growing next to the river, next to water, it's in dry land, it's all ksheiru. So the Gemara, ksiv, ve'avri nachal, en li elashal nachal. It says that rovas are grown next to the nachal. It needs to be next to a source of water. Shel baal, if it's in dry land, the shalhorim, mountains, minayin. Tomu lorma ve'arve, ve'arve elashin rabim, different types of rovas are added. Abba Shol says, Arve Nachal, what do you learn from Arve Nachal? Shtaim. The two are rovas. Arova the lulav, varova the mikdash. One arova you put on in the lulav, and one is to do the akavas again around the mizbech and the mikdash. According to Rabbanon, they hold it could be even not next to the waters. Why it says Nachal? Prat letzav tzefes, coming to exclude this arova called tzavtzefo, which is more rounded. So what continues and explains it on one base. Ezo yishil tzatzefes hasuyo kemin magol. A sign that this arova is considered to be tzatzefes is if it looks like a magol, meaning like a sickle, where the edges are tilting towards the handle, so they're not straight up. Tani hasuyo kemin magol psulo kemin mosuk shero. If it's on like a sickle, where it's tilting, it's possible. But if it's kemin mosuk, it means that the edges are straight up, it's kosher. Ezo arova psulo. And arova, its puzzle is when the leaf is round and the kane, the stem, is white. As your arova k'sheira, similar arova k'sheira, is a longer leaf, the kane odoim, and the stem is red. Halachas dal zok the mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel loymer shloisha hadasim. Should have three hadasim and you lulav. Shtei arovas to arovas lulav echod veesrig echod, and one lulav one esrig. Afilu talking about the hadasim. Afilu shnayim ktumim. Even if two out of the hadasim are clipped in the top. And one of the hadasim is not kotum, it's kosher, but you have to have at least one that's not clipped. All three can be ketumim. The same, we have only one lulav, one esrik. You have only one hadas, one arovo, not three hadasim and two arovas. So Gemara Mishmuel Dora Shidash, and the pasuk says pre eight hador echod. This is one pre. Kapois marim echod. Losh kapo is one. The anof, eight avois, it says the word anof, eight and avois. So from these three words, you learn shloisha. The harvi nachlis, two words, shtayim. The shtei dalias, meaning two out of the adasim, could be kotum, because dalias refers to the top of the adasim, which is usually cut off. And achas shein ektumo, and one adas has to be not kotum. All three can be kotum. Rabbi Memel Bo Kamir of Amy. Kemoda bishmol mara ba'adas, and Rabbi Sharkol amini. How does Mishmuel know you have to have three hadasim? Because it says anaf eitz ovois. So also regarding the fruit, it says pre eitz others. Maybe it has to be three and not one esrig. Amolim misbarat sovar al Mishmuel kotum hador. Do you think that Mishmuel holds that the clipped hadas is a hador and it's kosher? No, he doesn't hold that way. So he doesn't hold that way. So how does he say you can have two ketumim? Because he really holds you have to have only one hadas, not three. He just said it's nicer for the lulav to have more adasim. But Mi'ikra didn't tell you have to have only one. That's why he allows two of them to be kotum. So think more about Tanin, Rabbi Tarfon, Oimer, Afilu, Shlosh, Tom, Ktumim. Rabbi Tarfon, though, argues, Rabbi Shmuel says even three of them could be clipped. And he says, Afilu, Lezbar, Nashom, Afilu, Elod, Hu, Moid, El, Kadmeso. When do you say Afilu? When you agree to what the first one said. So he said, you say you have to have three, two of them kotum and one not. I'm saying even if three of them are kotum. And if you hold the Kurt Abishwal, he requires only to have one hadas, so Rabbi Tafa doesn't seem to answer in the right way to Abishwal. Because according to you, Rabbi Tafa is machmi, and more than Abishwal. Abishwal requires to have only one hadas, according to Rabbi Tafa, you have to have three. So the word of failure doesn't fit. Similarly, Rav Chagai Bo Kemer Av Yoiso, Ma Bar Rabbi Tafa Lo Hisif Al Divri Abishwal, meaning is Rabbi Tafa coming to answer Abishwal. Rabbi Shmuel said a kulo that you have to have three adasim, two of them could be ketumim. Because the Talmud says, no, you can have three of them ketumim. He's not going to be machmir on Rabbi Shmuel. So it says the Gemara, if you chesam da'af on top, omolei Rabbi Shmuel lo sover kotum hodur, or Talmud sover kotum hodur. He says, no, that's not what Rabbi Talmud is going to do. Rabbi Shmuel said that anything which is kotum, which is clipped, is not a good hadas. Meaning you have to have only one hadas, and that one has to be completely full, not clipped. Comes with Tavern and says, in one hand, a machmir, you have to have three. But the other hand, then make it and say, whatever you need, it could be clipped. Continues the Gemara and says, if Yosef there at Yisrael, chantum yifcharin hadasim. You saw people are choosing, you're selecting hadasim. Why are they choosing? We know you can have it clipped. So he understood that really any hadas will be kosher. So he didn't hear where Rav Simon said in Rav Shuba Levi that the pasuk says, by Nechemya, they send a voice, a message to all the cities, and he says that they should go and take hadasim. And the Lashon HaPasuk is Tzuar v'aviu alei zayis, alei etz shemen v'alei hadas, v'alei tmarim v'alei etz ovois lasoit sukkis. So it says hadas and it says etz ovois. So as the Gemara, lo yi hadas, lo yi etz ovois, what's the difference? They're both hadasim, hadas and etz ovois. So why you say both? Say Ella Adas the sukkah of Eitzovas the lulav. Meaning for the sukkah you can have any type of leaves. I don't care which hadasim it is. But for the lulav, it has to be Eitzovas. It can't just be any hadasim. It has to be Eitzovas where you have the leaves covering the branch and they're doing in a certain in a way of, that's braided. And you add more, there has to be all three coming from the same place. All three have to be in the same row. So the hadasim is not so simple to have hadasim sharing. That's what you have to choose and select it. That's the chiddush that we say he saw when he came to Eretz Yisrael, that not every hadas is kosher for the lulav. Says the word of Zehiru, have a tokolo. So Reb Chaim explains that a tokolo, you would stick the hadas into the lulav, into the agudah of the lulav, and he didn't care if leaves fell off. Korban Eder brings another pshat, they used to blow shofar to remind people which type of hadas you need to bring. And the Pnei Moshe said that once he learned which hadas you need, tokolo, he stuck it into his mind to remember it. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Sukkah Daf Yud Zayin.